Rashi says, "Kedai nas the yul is extra." So on the kavuchon, he finally yul the person. We had a kavuchon for this rush already. Then the Moshe says, "Agav, how do you know about oila also? Does rikas have to be the mokum where there is a yisoid?" So you'll see the pasuk says, "El yisoid mizbeach oila." Leaving the comes to teach us, "Al oilas choyva shetun yisoid." That according to oila, its rikas has to be done on the mokum of the mizbeach that there is a yisoid there on the two corners. That I have Yisoidus on that corner. For the Gemara, for learning it out from the Korban Eilo, Ima Lahalan, Shtei Matan, Shanabo, maybe just like on the Korban Eilo, there are two Zerikas at the two opposite corners, but it comes to all four sides, Shanabo, maybe Yafkan Yosu by Bechor and Maiso, Shtei Matan, Shanabo, maybe you also have to have two Matanas at the two opposite corners, which ends up to be four, on each side there's a Zerika to it. On Rabbi, Rabbi says no. Lomuli lemichtav, saviv yoyla, saviv bechatis. Why does it say extra the word saviv, both by korban eilo and by korban chatis? The Chur comes to teach us that have a shnei suma boinki yechad. The Laituk Sukumir teach us only these korbanos need that this rik has to be on all four sides of the mizbeach. And therefore the klal is the whole shnei suma boinki yechad. Anytime you have two sukkim telling us one yisayid, ain't malam that cannot learn out to other places. So Nuchalamandi Yomei Melamdin, it's good of Yol V'Yisoid and Melamdin from Shnei Ksum Rabbein Ki Yechud. But Elamandi Yomei Melamdin, behold, yes, he could learn out. So Michael Lameno, maybe learn out, just like Oilem Chatis had it in a Soviv, that the Zerikas have to reach all four sides of the Mizbeach. Maybe a Korban Mice and the Kor also, the Zerik of the Dam has to reach all four sides. So Mar says, no, have a Yashem, there's a third Korban Yashem, and therefore Shloisha. Like it says three times now this Yisoid of Saviv. And that everybody holds. The Torah says something three times, it means only in these places is there this halacha that the dam has to reach all sides of the Mizbeach, and not by a Korban Bechor and a Korban Maisa. Then the Mishnah says that a Bechor is Nechal Lekanim. A Bechor is a Matnas Kuno, that the boss doesn't eat him by the Lekanim. Turn about it, like this. Minayim lebechor shenechal l'shnei yom v'layla. How do we attack a dinner of the bechor? Is you're allowed to eat the meat for 2 days and a night in between? Shneimer says, "Ubsarim yilechor kechazor atnufa." Ukeshoy kayanim says that the bosser of the korban bechor goes to the kahanim, and it says it's like the meat of the chazor and the shoyk. So keshav hakosel lechazor v'shoyk shoslamim. Termes teaches that this meat of the Korban Bechor is the same halacha like the brosa of a Korban Shlomim. So ma Shlomim, just like by Korban Shlomim, nechol m'shnei yomim, v'laylechol, you'll eat from the brosa of a Korban Shlomim for 2 days, and one night in between is the Af Bechor, the same thing Korban Bechor is also, nechol m'shnei yomim, v'laylechol, you'll eat it for 2 days, and one night. Now, v'zu shaylo nishlo l'fnei chachomim v'kerem v'yavna. This was a big shaylo that they asked in front of the chachomim, in Keren B'Yavna. Now they ask the question there, Bechor Lekama, Nechol, for how many days is the Keren allowed to eat from the Bosor of the Korban Bechor? So Nana Rabbi Tafan, Tafan answer over there, the Yom, and the Tafan said like this, Rishna Yom V'lai Lechot, yes, you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night. Now Hoyishom Talmud Echot, Shabon Lebei Samedrish, Rabnei Chachom Tchilo, for Rabbi Yisrael Lili Shemai, there's one Talmud there, his name was Rabbi Yosef Glili, that he went to the Chachamim before this. Omar lo Rabbi minayin lecho. So he asked him, how do you know this? He said, how do you know this? The fact that the Bechor is Nechal for 2 days and one night in between. Omar lo, he said back to him, Bani, Shlomim kachim kalim. Well, Bechor is kachim kalim. They both have a lot of kachim kalim. If so, there's a mamitzinu. Ma Shlomim. Just like a Korban Shlomim. Ma Shlomim. Nechal l'shnei yomim for lail record, just like a korban shlomim could be for 2 days and one night is af pechor. The same thing, the korban mechor is also nechal l'shnei yomim for lail record, could be for 2 days and one night in between. Omar le Rebbe, Rebbe said back to him, pechor maton l'kain. Listen, maybe no. Or pechor is one of the matnas kuni. Let's give it to a kain. V'chatis v'yosher maton l'kain. A korban chatis, the korban oshem also. The Bible do not eat from the Bosa, but rather the Bosa is given over to a Kain. And so make the mamasim like this.
Machat esfiyoshim, just like a korban chatas and a korban oshim.
L'yoyim v'laylo, then is agreed for one day and one night. Maybe yach b'chor also is l'yoyim v'laylo. Maybe a b'chor also could eat for one day and one night. So how do I know what to say a b'chor is 2 days? Or Malay said back to him, Nidin Dovor. Mitech Dovor. Vinilma Dovor, Mitech Dovor. Small mistake, but learn out, we'll soon see from a Shlomim. So exactly what the Gisra is, the Shita says, Nidin Dovor, Midovor. Vinilma Dovor, Midovor. We'll soon see here, the Gisra Dovor, Midovor. It should be, not Mitech, but just Nidin Dovor, Midovor. Like this. Ma Shlomim, just like Korma Shlomim. Ain't boy in a chet, it does not come because of a chet. And af b'chor ain't a boy in a chet. The same thing, korban b'chor also does not come for any special chet. And so that's the limud. So ma shlom, just like korban shlomim, nechol m'shnei yomim, v'lai l'echad, you could do korban shlomim, 2 days and one night, is af b'chor, the same thing, korban b'chor is also, is nechol m'shnei yomim, v'lai l'echad. It's more mistavet, learn out, b'chor from a korban shlomim. Omar the Rebbe says back to him, no, nidin dover mi dover. That means, yield my dover mi dover. What does that mean? Chates v'yoshem atan l'koin. Let me learn out this way. A chates and a korban oshem, they're both matanas to the kohanim, meaning the bosor goes to the kohen. O b'chor is also matan l'koin. O b'chor gets the bosor from a korban b'chor. If so, ma chates v'yoshem. Just like that korban chates v'yoshem. Ein voyim b'nedu in the dover. It does not come with a neder on the dover. You cannot make a neder or an dover to bring a chapas or an oshem. And the same thing as b'chor, enoi b'nodav in a dover. You cannot make a neder to bring a b'chor or an dover. A b'chor is a b'chor, either it's the firstborn or it's not a korban b'chor. If so, there's a hekish of a korban b'chor to chapas in an oshem. If so, the svar should be like this. Ma chapas v'yoshem, just like a korban chapas and a korban oshem. Nechogim l'yoyim echod. You could eat it for one day, that's all, not more. So the chur, the svar should be, af b'chor, the same thing korban b'chor also should be, nechal l'yoyim echod. Should only be nechal for one day? So chur, how do you know to say that a b'chor is nechal l'shnei yomim for l'ayl echod? And it's korpat Rabbi Kiva v'nistalik. So what happened now was, korpat Rabbi Kiva, Kiva jumped in like to the argument, and the Nistalak of Tafin, the Tafin kept quiet, went out. Is Omolo, so the Kiva said like this, Harayuayim, the Pasuk says, Ubsorim Yilacho, that the Bosor of the Korban Bechor should be to you, should be to the Kohanim. That means Hakesha, like we had before, Hakesha Nakosav Lechazov Vishoik Shoshlomim. This is what Tafin said before, that the Pasuk says that the Bosor of Bechor should be like the Chazor Hatznufa Kishoik Yamin of the Korban Shlomim. So therefore, Ma shlom, just like by korban shlomim, necholim l'shnei yomim, for laila echad, you eat it for 2 days, and one night in between, af b'chor, the same halach is by a korban b'chor, which is nechol l'shnei yomim, for laila echad, you eat it for 2 days, and one night in between. Omar lo, so he said back to Tafin, hekish sos l'chazor v'shoik shal shlomim, like you're making the hekish to the chazor, to the breast and the shoik and the thigh of a korban shlomim. I'm making the same hekish, but to a korban toida. And therefore, maybe it's like this. Ma toida, just like by korban toida. Necheles. Liyoyim v'laylo, you could only eat from a korban toida. Just one day, and it's night afterwards. Is af b'chor, maybe the same thing by b'chor also. Nechel liyoyim v'laylo, it's only able to eat it for one day and one night. All my lois of Tafin is back in Harei Yuema, what the Pasuk says, Ubisorim Yilacho, it says next to word, Ubisorim, the boss of the carbon ton of the carbon Bechor, should be for you. Shame Tom Ulaim Lacho, does not have to say the word Lacho. Yeah, why does it have to say Yilacho? Uma Tom Ulaim Lacho, yeah, is Hoysev Hakosa Vavaya Cheris, the Bechor. It's come to teach us a new type of Alocho by a Bechor. In other words, Vavaya Cheris means that's another Limer here, teaching us another Kiddush. So it must be that the Hekesh is to a Korban Shlomim, that just like a Shlom is Nechol Shnei Yomim, for Lael Echod, the same thing as by Yibchor. Since Rav Tafin ended off with, O Kishenemru Devorim, Lefnei Rabbi Yishmo, when they said over these words, in front of Rabbi Shmuel, Omel, and he said to them, Suvi Omel on Rabbi Kiva, go and say to Rabbi Kiva, to Esau, that you made a mistake. To what? That you want to make Ekish to Toida, let's see. Toida, Mechin Lomdo, we have learned out Toida. Gufa, Mishlomin. Learned out from a Kor Mishlomin. Toida itself is learned out from a Kor Mishlomin. So, V'chidovra Loma v'Hekish, Chosim Lama v'Hekish, something you learn out from Hekish, could you learn it back out to Hekish? So, kids, you cannot make Hekish a Kor V'Chor to a Toida. V'ein Alech Alidim, B'loshin Achron, Ela B'loshin Rishon. You have to leave it B'loshin Rishon, that the Yeka Limur is learned out from a Kor V'Shlomim, to say just like Shlomim is 2 days, Hordin V'Chor is also 2 days. For the Gemara is solved, Rabbi Shmuel, Hai l'chol yir mayovalei. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you make the hekesh directly to Shlomim without the extra words of yir l'chol. So why is the pasuk have to say uvsarim yir l'chol? There are extra words here. So my answer is lima da b'chor ba'mum shumatan l'kain. Come teach us that even though this b'chor is a ba'mum, you cannot be makhlik for a korbin. Still, there's a law considered matnas kuna that Yisrael, the owner, has to give it to a kain. We don't find this any other place that there's such halachis on a behema or balmum. Only by a bechor is there such halacha that even though it's a balmum, still there's a matan l'kayim. Rabbi Kiva writes Gemara. Rabbi Kiva yalof lo mipsarim. He learns out from the words mipsarim. Says the word mipsarim loshin rabim. Sechad tam v'chad balmum. Mashm, even though the bechor is a balmum, still there's a mitzvah to give it to a kayim. Rabbi Shmuel Mipsar means the Hanach Becheres Komar. Does not go in the Russian Rabbim of two types of a Balmum and a Tam, but just means Allah is of Becheres, the Hanach Becheres Komar. Because of my question, what's the Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel Mekiva? Ma Sover Hemenu, the Dover Achar, Heavy Hekish, or Ma Sover the Heavy Hekish. That's not called Hekish. Hemenu, the Dover Achar, is not considered a Hekish. So Rashi says, like a Kasher of Mekiva, you can't make Xavier a Hekish, and then we have another Hekish. So what's trying to Kiva? Here it's a menu with a racher. A chivot kazov is shoik shal toido, liyoim volay lo hemenu. For dover acher, hemiduk tzas hamalamid, kosov bo de sid bo toido, yoim volay lo. O tzas hilando mokam acher. Whereas by your toido, taka says, only 1 day and 1 night. What are we learning out from Shlomim? The kazov is shoik. But once we're learning it out, in the parish of toido itself, it says Yom Laila. So therefore, it's considered Himenu of a Dover Achar. I mean, there is a limur of Taidir itself, and it says Yom Laila. Therefore, Kivol, that's not a problem of the Hekish, because of Lama Behekish. Since in the parish of Taidir itself, it says Laila, Yonechot Velaila. Therefore, it's not a problem learning it back to Karbim Bechor. So where it says, Vishleim, Alaman, the Yom Loyavi Hekish, it's not called a Hekish. But since it says in the parasha something by itself, that's called a direct limud, if so, I know this, that's what the pasuk says, v'chein yasim liyoyo moyed, the same thing you should do by the yoyo moyed. By the Kabbalah from Yom Kippur says this, so we darshin that kishem shemazda lefnaya lefnim, just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was achas lamala v'shev olamata, midam apar, is kach mazda beichol, the same thing that comes out into the echol, also does the same thing, one up, and 7 downwards. Ugeshem shlefnayim lefnim, achas lamalo v'shev olamato, midam asor, the same way different dam asor in the lefnayim lefnim, is kach mazva beichel, the same thing in the hechel also, he has to do for the dam asor, achas lamalo v'shev olamato. So it's good, if you hold it's not son of the hekish, it's good to learn out one from the other. But elu l'man d'yom, according to l'man d'yom, have a hekish, even though partial says in its own parsha. But since you have learned something else from the other parasha, it is considered a hekish. If so, Michael and Neymar, it should be a problem, as she says. If so, it should be a problem from it's a hekish because of lama of a hekish. How can I learn out? Was hechi order hechi order hechol for gomim in that hekish? How can I make another hekish? Michael and Neymar. The Gemara says, "Mekoyim esu the gemir madodi." It's not a real hekish here, as she says. V'ein zechoyzo hom lama the hekish. The hekish kamo peheimus ishkish. The second hekish is only the mekaymos that it has, that whatever applies in lefnayim lefnim also applies in the hechel. So it's not called like a second hekish. Aber gabi toido b'chor, Rashi says, chazo v'shoik shal toido, hukshul b'chor, v'yatzim l'meidim mishlom b'hekish, there will be a problem of hekish, v'chozom lamed b'hekish. But over here it's only considered, m'koymeis hu de gemirim adodi, here there will not be a problem. All right, turn over.